Talking today with one of our area stars in ag production, Blake Jansen from the Amber Pocasset FFA chapter. So let's start off just talking about your project. What'd you do?
So my project includes raising registered Red Angus females, and I also have a few commercial cows that make up my SAE beef product. I raise these cattle to show and sell, and a majority of my time spent out of school is focused on this project.
So have you had some success?
Yes, ma'am. I've shown a few heifers that have been breeder reserve. The ones that stand out to me are the reserve bred-known Red Angus female at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, as well as a few breed champions at our Southwest District Livestock Show.
So talk to us a little bit about Red Angus, because back in my olden days, the Angus used to be black. And there still are black Angus, but why did you pick Red Angus?
So like you said, kind of the originality standpoint, Red Angus have a recessive gene to black Angus, and that's how they're made. But Red Angus, comparatively to the black Angus breed, are more heat tolerant, they're easy fleshing, and their easy temperament makes them excellent cows after their show career is over, which is a very valuable aspect to my production SAE.
Who all helped along the way?
So my parents have played a very large role, also mentors, including my ag teacher and various employers, as well as my grandparents play a very large role in my life.
Why is this, this is a project that you could continue on, I'm assuming, as you grow into adulthood and kind of go through college, and I'd assume that Red Angus are always going to be a pretty big part of your life, but how do you plan on, like, taking this a little bit further?
Okay, so yes, I'd like to expand my current herd of 12 Red Angus to around 50 cows, 10 of those being donors for the Red Angus breed. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to get into some crossbred Maine influence cattle, producing high Maine heifers, maintainers, or even club calf show steers for other fellow youth to show when their time in FFA comes.
Awesome. Well, speaking of FFA, what are some of your favorite moments as you're about to wrap up the end of your FFA career, in high school anyway? What have been some of your favorite moments?
Yes, ma'am. So one of my favorite moments is actually winning the state sweepstakes, big trophy. Mr. Scott always hunts us down at our various teams of ag sales, farm business, livestock judging, quiz bowls, green hand deals, and speeches all accumulate together, and it's a big team effort. So it's super exciting to see when we can bring home that sweepstakes trophy.
Well, talk to us a little bit about FFA in general, because I know some people have different ideas that you can only be in FFA if you only do one thing, if you raise cattle or you show livestock, but that's really not what all it's about.
No, that's not the case, and I think a prime example of that occurs in our freshman class. We have Macy. She sits a few rows down from us. Never really traditionally been involved in ag, but this year she is. She competes on the Quiz Bowl team.
Yeah.
Another instance, Molly Carson on the Ag Youth Council with me. Her dad's a preacher and mom's a social worker, kind of a town kid, come in and recently spoke at the Capitol on an agricultural presentation. So I think it's open to all, whether you're a public speaker or you do have cows at home and you want to exhibit that through showing. So it's a really wide open organization that benefits lots of youth.
And even if you're not a good public speaker, FFA can change that for you, can it?
Oh, yes. Prime example.
Well, tell us what's next for you. What does the future look like? Where are you headed?
So my future looks like 2 years at Redlands Community College, where I'll be judging livestock. And from there, I plan to transfer to Oklahoma State University with the same deal in mind. From there, I'd like to pursue a double major in ag business and animal science and use those to become a pharmaceutical representative for the livestock industry.
Well, that's going to be a pretty fun career because you get to travel all around.
Heck yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.